Okay, today's daf is Kaf Gimel. We're going to start in the middle of Kaf Bet Amud Bet at the two dots, Tamei, Pasul. Okay, because otherwise we won't understand what's happening, we don't go back. So this is, we're continuing with the Mishnah, the first Mishnah of the Perek, where we were talking about all sorts of things, the statuses the Kohen could be in which case, if he did the work with the Avoda in the Mikdash while he was in that status, the work would be disqualified. So the category is Tameh. The question is going to be, what type of Tumah are we discussing? And this is going to be a big debate. We're going to start with the Ziknei Darom, then we're going to try to reinterpret what they mean, then we're going to go to Rish Lakish, who has a different interpretation, and then to Rami Bar Chama. There's going to be a lot of debates about exactly what this is. So Amru Ziknei Darom, Lo Shanu Ela Tameh Sheret, Aval Tameh Meh, Mitoch Shemiratzeh B'tzibur, Miratzeh Nami B'yachid. Okay, the first thing we have to start with is, what does this mean? So, Tumah Hutra B'tzibur, we've talked about this. Where do we get it from? We get it from two places. It says in the Pasuk that you're supposed to be Makriv the Korban Pesach Bim Mo'ado. So they say Bim Mo'ado means, even if Bim Mo'ado at its appropriate time, even if you're Tameh. Now, obviously, if you're an individual who's Tameh, it's not Hutra B'tzibur, right? It's only Hutra if the majority of the people are Tameh or the majority of the Kohanim are Tameh. In addition, they learn it from this pasuk, ish ish kiya tameh la nefesh, that it's only, you know, from the pasuk, we have to believe makriv the pesach b'moado, we learn in general, the tumah is hutra b'tzibur, because if you have to do it for the majority of the people, right, but ish, if there's an individual, then he has to wait for Pesach Sheni. But what does it say there specifically? Ish kiya tameh la nefesh, meaning tumat mate. Okay, so they're going to derive from here that the person, okay, so now let's go back and see what it said. Lo shanu ela tameh sheretz. We're only talking about tumah sheretz here, meaning a kohen who's tameh sheretz and does the avoda in the mikdash, he's going to be, his work is going to be disqualified. But a tameh mate will not be disqualified. If a kohen comes into the mikdash, he's tameh mate. According to the Ziknei Darom, he's not going to be disqualified. We're in the middle of Kaf Bet Amud Bet.
But isn't tumat mate
more chamor yafed? This is going to be part of the problem with their shita. Okay, it's going to be why some people disagree with them. But now the question is, why is tameh mate going to be different? Because mitoch shemiratzeh b'tzibur, miratzeh nami b'yachid. Here comes the big statement. Since tumah hutra b'tzibur by tameh mate and not by tameh sheretz, so since we already have an allowance for tameh mate, meaning if all the tzibur was tameh, then also a kohen who's disqualified, you know, who's tameh mate, we're going to say his work is not disqualified. Okay, we're going to make this comparison. Since tumah hutra b'tzibur by tameh mate, but not by tameh sheretz, therefore the kohen who does the avoda who is pasul is only going to be a kohen who's tameh sheretz. But a kohen, now what does it mean miratzeh? We talked about the tzitz. The tzitz is that the forehead plate that the kohen gadol will wear. And the tzitz was known, it said kadosh l'Hashem on it, and it was known to be miratzeh for problems of tumah. Okay, so what does it mean miratzeh? It means that it can compensate for it. In our terminology, that's what we would say. So if you did something wrong relating to tumah, okay, now the question could be, what exactly is it that you did wrong that relates to tumah? That the tzitz is miratzeh. So according to Zinei Darom, one of the things the tzitz will be miratzeh on is a kohen who's tameh mate, who does a vote in the mikdash. We're going to say his work is not disqualified because the tzitz is miratzeh. And the reason why we say that is since tumat mate is hutra b'tzibur, we're going to allow it even b'yachid when a kohen works with tumat mate upon it. Okay, that's what we're going to say. So then they say exactly what Yael said, which is ihachi tameh sheretz nami leite b'kavachomer. We should learn out tumat sheretz b'kavachomer mitameh mate, because tameh mate is obviously more chamor from tumat sheretz. Ma tameh mate sheta'un haza'ash lishi v'shvi'i, right? You need 7 days and you need to sprinkle the paraduma waters on you on the third day and on the seventh day. And it's miratzeh, right? And a kohen who does it. So here you have a chamor tuma, and the kohen who does it, his work is going to be okay. Tameh sheret she'eno tu'un haza'ash lishi v'shvi'i eno din shemiratzeh. Okay, so how could that possibly be? So now the answer is, Kasavre. Okay, now what did they want to say from the Kal Vachomer? You have to be very specific about this. They want to say that a Kohen who does the Avoda, who's Tame Sheretz, should also be Miratzeh, meaning then we're stuck with what is this case of Tame Pasul, right? It doesn't make sense. So that's their question on the Ziknei Darom. So what do they answer? Kasavre Ziknei Darom, Michaprim Kim Mitkaprim. The Michaprim, the Kohanim, they are judged or they are dealt with just like the Mitkaprim. Who are the Mitkaprim? The owners of the Korban. And we already said, Ma Mitkaprim, Tame Meit In, Tame Sheretz Lo, Af Michaprim, Tame Meit In, Tame Sheretz Lo. The Ziknei Darom, we're going to simply say, we compare them to the Baalim, and since the Baalim, if they did it, then and they if they brought their korban when they were if they were tamei sheretz, it wouldn't be accepted, and tamei meit would be accepted b'di'eved. Therefore, we're going to say it's the same thing for the kohanim. So now they're going to say, wait a minute, there's another problem with this shita. Okay, so now we're going to basically say, right, that since tumah hutra b'tzibur by tumah meit, we're going to say tumah also b'yachid is hutra, both by an individual and by the Kohen, okay? And the Kohen by means of the individuals, right? The Baali. So now we're going to say, well then, my Kasavre, what exactly do they hold about a different issue? There's a machloket in Pesachim about whether you can be shochet and zorek the dam of the Korban Pesach for someone who's Tamei Sheretz. Why? Because if someone's Tamei Sheretz, how many days are you Tamei? Just that day. When do you eat the Korban Pesach? You sacrifice it and deal with it on the 14th, and you eat it the night of the 15th. So in theory, you can be Tameh Tumat Sheretz and still eat the Korban Pesach. Okay? So what do they say? They say, there's a machloket, are you allowed to shecht and sprinkle the blood of the Korban Pesach on behalf of someone who at that moment is a Tameh Sheretz? So they're now going to say, what do they hold in this machloket? If they think you can't shecht or sprinkle the blood for someone who's Tamei Sheretz, amai lo avdei tzibur b'tumah. Why can't we say the tumah hutra b'tzibur also by tumah sheretz? One of the things that the Ziknei Darom were basing it on is that tumah sheretz is not hutra b'tzibur. Now they're going to say, well, if you hold that ein shochatim, then you'd have to say that tumat sheretz is hutra b'tzibur because there's a klal. Kol shebiyachid nidche, tzibur avdei b'tuma. Anything that any individual that can't do the korban pesach, by nature, tuma hutra b'tzibur bishvilo. Okay, if all the people, or the majority of the people were like that, we'd allow the korban pesach. Which means what? Which means that if tumat sheretz is not hutra b'tzibur, it's because we hold that they can actually do the korban pesach. You follow? Because the two work, right? It works like this. If you can't do the korban pesach, if you're an individual, but 51% of the people have that tumah right now, we're going to allow tumah hutra b'tzibur. So since they say the tumat sheretz isn't hutar b'tzibur, it must be that they hold it shochatim, right? So ela kasavre shochatim v'zorkim al tamei sheretz, because otherwise they would have to say the tumah hutra b'tzibur. Okay, so that's what we're now going to say. That they basically hold. Okay, let's organize it. They hold that number one, if you're an individual who has to do the korban pesach and your tamei meit, you're not allowed to do it, right? And what do? You do it pesach sheni. If you're a kohen and your tamei meit, then we say that that it's kasher, because the whole thing was since tumah hutra b'tzibur, by that the tzitz is going to be miratzeh on a kohen who does the avoda with tamei meit. If you're tumat sheretz, we're now going to have something that, like Yael said, is a little counterintuitive, and that's why people are going to have issues with this, which is on the one hand, we're going to say shochatim v'zorkim. If you're an individual who has tumat sheretz, we're going to allow someone on behalf of you to do the shechita and the zrika, and you can then eat it that night. But we're not going to allow a kohen who has tumat sheretz, he's going to have a more chamor din, and he's going to be disqualified. And that's the case our mission is talking about. So a kohen who has tumat sheretz and works in the mikdash, now you can see those two things are a little different, because shochatim v'zorkim, you don't actually come into the mikdash. Someone's just doing it on your behalf. But a kohen who actually comes into the mikdash when he's sitting and does the avoda, he's out. Okay? His work is disqualified.
This goes against exactly what they said now for Nu Mechaprim Kim
The mechaprim or kimit chaprim. No, because the individual. No, because an individual. Right, because then if an individual does it, yeah, right. One second. Right, for tamei made it's true, not for tumat sheretz. You're right. You're right. When it comes to tumat sheretz, it ends up that. Right, micha, one second. How does that work? Ma mitchaprim tamei made in tamei sheretz lo, af mitchaprim tamei made in tamei sheretz lo. No, because still they can't do it. They can only have someone do it on their behalf. That's the difference.
No, I'm talking about tumat met, it seems counter. Like it's.
No, tumat met, he would say the same thing. For both of them, it's kasher b'diavad.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? If you would do it, the tzitz bubi meratzeh, also, so yafeh. We didn't talk about that. That's exactly the thing we're going to discuss now. Okay? About the tumat met. What about an individual who's tamei lamet? At this point, what do we assume? An individual who's tamei met has to wait for Pesach Sheni. He can't do it. But now we're going to see that that's not exactly the case, and he is going to view mechaprim kimit, or the Zekenei Darav are going to view mechaprim kimit chaprim, and the people are also, it's going to be kasher b'diavad. Okay, we're going to see that. Even though it's, you wouldn't have thought that, but actually you're supposed to do a Pesach Sheni, but if you did a Pesach Rishon, we're now going to say, they're going to say it's acceptable. So hold on. Amar Ula. Takalahu Rish Lakish Ledromai. Okay, what does that mean? Rish Lakish screamed at the Dromaim. Okay, he was very upset with them for saying this. And he says, "V'chi eze koch merube? Who has more koch? Koch mechaprim or koch mitkaprim? Who's more allowed to do things here? Havei omer koch mitkaprim. Okay, the koch mitkaprim is stronger, right? And that's because, one second, the mitkaprim is stronger because... here we're gonna say it. How do you see the mitkaprim is stronger? Because bimkom shenitmeu ba'alim b'sheretz mishalchim korbonotehem. We say even though they're tamei sheretz, they have a certain koch that the kohen doesn't have, which is they can still send their stuff with somebody else and have their korbanot sent. And yet, what do we say? In other words, again, we're gonna say. The Baalim can send their korbanot, but a Kohen shenitma b'sheretz eino meratzeh, and yet the Kohen, who's tamei sheretz, which in theory you would say the sheretz, they can still send their korbanot, the people, but yet the Kohen is disqualified according to the B'nai Darom. So makom shenitma'u ba'alim b'meit, you would say when the Baalim are nitma'u b'meit, she'em shalchim korbanotehem, okay, which we said, right, they can't go sending the korban Pesach because they have to wait for Pesach Sheni. So koin shenitma b'meit, eino din she'eno meratzeh. So again, wouldn't you say that logic would state that then, since the sheretz has a more meikel din, right, and yet we don't allow a koin who's tamei sheretz, he's disqualified, therefore, in the mate, when they can't send their korban Pesach because they're tamei mate and they have to wait for Pesach Sheni, wouldn't you think that a kohen who's nitma tumat mate would not be able to win enyo meretzeh, right? His work would be disqualified. So what do they have to explain now? Kasavre ziknei darom, and I already kind of told you this, tamei mate nami mishalech korbanotav. Whoa. A person who's tamei mate, believe it or not, according to the ziknei darom, yeah, we always say wait for Pesach Sheni. Well, you're supposed to wait for Pesach Sheni, but in fact, he can also send this korban with someone. This has a lot of issues. Okay, they're going to say, what do you mean? The haktiv, if you remember himself when we learned this, was a very long time ago, but we've mentioned it a little bit since then. Ish ish ki yetamei, vasa Pesach b'chodesh hasheni. What is this, right? So what do you mean? First of all, we learned, if you're tamei, you do it on Pesach Sheni. So what do they answer? Le mitzvah. Ah, that's ideal. Okay, in other words, ideally, if you're tamei, you should do your mitzvah yourself, Pesach Sheni. But if you did it anyway on Pesach Rishon, it would be accepted. And they say, wait a minute. V'haktiv ish lefi ochlo tachoso al aseh. What does that mean? Ish lefi ochlo. Write that. They decided, right? You have to decide meirosh who's going to be. Do you remember that we had that? You have to decide who's part of. Who's manoy on this korban? It had to be, right, like you count your guests before Leila Seder, right? In theory, you can, right? We say anyone who wants to come should come, but it's actually a problem. You can't just invite anyone to eat your korban Pesach because right now, obviously, Leila Seder, you can invite anyone you want. But in the time of the korban Pesach, you had to decide meirosh who is eating which korban. That's called leminuyav. So again, they say, oh, that's lemitzvah. They said, what do you mean? Uli kuve lo? It's not ma'akev. Of course it's ma'akev. V'hatanya. Doesn't it say in a braita? B'michsat nefashot. Melamen she'en ha'pesach nishchat ela leminuyav. Okay, from the word b'michsan nefashot, it means, right, according to how many nefashot are going to be eating it. Here we learn that the Pesach has to be slaughtered, knowing exactly, this is the halacha we just said, l'minuyav. What if shachato shelo l'minuyav, the Braita continues, what if you shechted it without intending exactly who was going to be eating the Pesach? Yachol yehek over ala mitzvah, you might have thought you're just over ala mitzvah, but it's okay. Talmud lomar, tachosu. Hakatuv shina alav la'akev. There's a din that's true for all kodashim, which is, if it says it once, it means it's l'mitzvah. This isn't true about other things, just about kodashim, okay, things that go in the mikdash that are holy. We're going to say that if it appears once, then it means it's l'mitzvah. If you see the same halacha twice, that means it's ma'akev. And this is mentioned twice, l'michsat nefashot and tachosu. Okay, yish lefi achlo tachosu. So what do you see here? That you have to do it l'minu yav and it's ma'akev. So how could the Zignei Daron possibly say that you could be shochet the Pesach, right, even if you're tamei? Because what are they going to say here? There's two issues going on here. One is it l'minu yav? So you could say, he could be a point, right? They could have decided, even though he's tamei now, they could say, well, he's going to eat with us, you know, later or something. But the problem is they can't really say that because, first of all, you can't, maybe you could be manoy without eating. That might be a theory. You could be a manoy on this korban. This korban can be designated for you, but you just won't eat it. But now they say, it kash ochlin leminuyim. But they make a hekesh between the eating of it and the people appointed to be part of the korban, counted to be part of the korban. And they say that what's true for the appointing is true for the eating, meaning you can only shech the Pesach for people who can eat it. So if you can only shecht it for people who can eat it, this guy is tamei meit. He can't eat the korban because the assumption is he'll still be tamei meit the next day. And therefore, it's ma'akev. So how could the Zignei Daron possibly say that shochatin, right, that in other words, you can't, they could be mishalech, if they were mishalech, their korbanot to him, it would have been accepted. In other words, yes, ideally, they're supposed to bring a Pesach Sheni, but if they did it anyway, and that's, again, why do we say the Zignei Daron said this? Very confusing daf, right? We have to keep going back. Why do we say the Zignei Daron could do this? Because, would say this, because we wanted to create a situation where it would make logical sense. It doesn't make logical sense what they said, that we're going to be basically say that the too much sheretz, they can be makriv korbonotehem, and yet a kohen who does it is avodah is disqualified. Whereas a tumat mate who can't be makriv is korban, a kohen who does the work is not disqualified. It's counterintuitive. So we'd have to say that the Zignei Daron hold that you can actually shecht the Pesach for someone. Now it's true, they're still not exactly equal, but at least it's better. You can actually shecht the Pesach b'dievet for someone who's tamei mate, as opposed to the tamei sheretz that you could do it l'chatchila. Okay, because he could come into the mikdash the right and eat it that night. But we're now going to say, how could he possibly say that a tamei mate, you can shecht the Pesach for him? Doesn't it say ish kafi ochlo and it's ma'akev? And it has to be according to someone who can actually eat it. So now, but this was all learned out from the pasuk about it has to be done for the minuyim. It has to be, you have to have counted all the people, you know, set it aside. And then we learn from there also it has to be shechted for someone who can eat it. So very simply, what did the Zignei Daron say? Zignei Daron lo makshe. They don't make a hekesh between the minuyim and the ochlim. And they just say that the din this ma'akev is that you have to have designated the korban for all those people beforehand. But they don't necessarily have to eat it. Okay? It doesn't have to be only for people who can eat it. And then, again, they stick with their shita that if you shechted the Korban Pesach for a tamei meit, it works. Okay? So who now they say... Who are the Zignei Daron? Yeah, I didn't really look that up, who they are. It's a good question. I assume people living right in the south of... I'm guessing the south of Eretz Yisrael. I don't know. I'm assuming it's the south of Eretz Yisrael, and that's what it means. What they mean by south, exactly where they were living, I don't know. I didn't check that, but if somebody wants to look... can let me know. Okay. So now they say, okay, so the basic thing is we say now, well, the Zignei Daron don't make that hakesh, and that's why they think that this din is not ma'akev, and it can be done. V'chilo makshi nami, but even if you don't make that hakesh, meha nami lehu pircha, there's still another question against the Zignei Daron. And it's, again, a logical argument, okay? If we have the theme of Zvachim so far has been that, right, you can see that the style of Zvachim is somewhat different from all the, you know, from most of the other, this is all built, not that we didn't have logical things before, but it's all built on these logic models, okay? These kavachomer type arguments. Uma bimkom shenitmu ba'alim b'sheretz, shemishachim korbonotehem l'chatchila, Still, Tumat Sheretz is still more kal. Why? Because you can, if you're Tameh Sheretz, Erev Pesach, you can still have someone slaughter it for you lechatchila, right? In other words, ideally, no problem. And yet, a Kohen shenitma b'sheretz eino miratzeh, but a Kohen that was too much sheretz can't bring his korban, it won't be atoned for by the tzitz, and he'll have to, his work will be disqualified, right? It has a very chamor din, even though it's more kal. So therefore, makom shenitma'u ba'alim b'meit she'eim eshachim korbonotehem lechatchila, in a case where Tumat Meit, where, yes, it's true, the Zignei Daron agreed that if you brought your korban, it would be accepted, b'dievet, but lechatchila, you can't go say, oh, well, I'm Tamei Meit, I'll have someone check my korban for me, and who cares, I won't eat it, it's okay. You can't do that lechatchila. So therefore, how could it possibly be the Kohen shenitma b'meit, eino din sheino meratzeh? That was the case we said where the Kohen's disqualified, but it doesn't make any sense. Okay, and we end with that question with this, on the Zignei Daron. We don't have an answer for this question. In the end, we say it's true that it's somewhat counterintuitive what the Zignei Daron say, because still, no matter how you look at it, even if you say that both can bring their korbanot, since still the Tamei Meit clearly can bring his korban lechatchila, because it says in the Torah, if you're Tamei Meit, you can bring it only Pesach Sheni. Even if b'dievet would be accepted, it's still only accepted b'dievet. So how could you say that that din is going to be more Kal with the Kohen, who's Nitma Tamei Meit, from the Tumat Sheretz, which you can ideally bring your korban. And yet, right, if you're Tamei, and yet the Kohen, we're going to say his din is more chamor. Now, we're comparing two different things. And as you could say, this Zignei Daron viewed this differently. Because again, it's true he could send someone to bring his Tumat Sheretz, but he can't go into the Mikdash. And here we're talking about Kohen actually going into the Mikdash, doing the work. So they're not exactly comparable. But again, I feel like a lot of what we've been learning are these logic models that you could come from the side and knock them down. But that's the first question on the Zignei Daron that's going to stay. And then we have another question on them, which is a Meitive. Right, so now we have another question. Here's a Braita. Mipnei sha'amru, is it a brayta or a mishnah? I forget. It's a mishnah. Mipnei sha'amru nazir va'ose pesach, hatzitz miratzeh al tuma dam, ve'ein hatzitz miratzeh al tuma guf. Okay, here's a mishnah in Pesachim, which says basically, and we're going to have to explain what it is. Just 1 second, I want to check one thing. Right, okay. So now, I was just checking. This is going to be a question on the Zignei Daron. Again, so Mipnei Shamru, Nazir V'Oseh Pesach. Okay, we're now taking the case of a Nazir who has to bring a korban and the Oseh Pesach who has to bring a korban. Hatzitz Meratzel Tumatam. Let's say the blood got contaminated by Tuma. Okay? The Tzitz will take care of that. Okay, remember we said the Tzitz is Mechaper on all sorts of Tuma, so we're talking about which different types of Tuma will be Meratzeh, and that's where there's all sorts of Machlokot. According to the Mishnah on Tumat Dam, it will be Ve'ein Atzitz Meratzel Tumat HaGuf. Now, what are we assuming Tumat HaGuf means? The goof of a person, right? If a person is Tamei Guf, and the question is going to be, which, right? Okay, let's assume it means the Kohen, okay? Which type of Tuma is the Tzitz Meratzeh? Okay? So, B'mai. Ilema b'tumat sheretz. Okay, if you're going to say the tzitz, okay, now the goof, though I meant to say like this, by the goof we mean tumat goof of either the bala korban or the kohen. So now let's plug in according to Zignei Daron. Ilema b'tumat sheretz, that the tzitz is not meratzan tumat sheretz. Well, we already said, ha'amarta shochatim b'zorkin al tumat sheretz. You can actually bring it lechatchila. You don't even need the tzitz to be meratzan, that type thing. Ela mitumat meit. If you say it's mitumat meit, v'katane ein atzitz miratzeh. What can you assume here? If the tzitz is not miratzeh and tumat meit for Pesach, then what it comes clear from here? Alma nitmeu ba'alim b'meit ein mishachim korbonotehem. If you assume that it means it can't be tumat sheretz, because tumat sheretz you don't even need the tzitz to be miratzeh. And if it's tumat meit, you're not, right, according to the Zignei Daron, they're not allowed to, but if they do, the tzitz is miratzeh b'diavad. And here it says, ein atzitz miratzeh. So what do they say? Lo. Idi itmu ba'alim b'meid hachanami. In fact, if nitmu ba'alim b'meit, what would be the case? It would work. The tzitz would be meratzeh. Hacha b'mayas kinan, kegom shenitma kohen b'sheretz. Okay, what we did was we took this thing which said, ein hatzitz meratzeh on tum'at haguf, and first we understood tum'at haguf to be the ba'alim, and then it didn't make sense according to the Zikne Daron, because either it would totally work, right, for the sheretz, and you wouldn't even need them tzitz, or it would at least work b'di'evet for the kohen, for tumat sheretz. Because mishachit, right, they can be, if they were tumat sheretz, for tumat me. Yeah. Sorry, said it wrong? Let's start again. Tumat sheretz l'chatchila would be okay. You wouldn't even need the tzitz to be meratzeh. And tumat me, he already said, according to Zikne Daron, they could be, right, they're not supposed to be mishalach korban hashem, but if they did it, it works. So it can't be the Baalim. So what do we assume? It must be the Kohen. And what are we talking about? Ein hatzitz meratzeh on sheretz. And that exactly fits the way we explained our Mishnah from the beginning, according to Zikne Daron. Okay. So now they say... Okay. So that's the assumption is this Mishnah, the topic is tumat sheretz by a Kohen. We're obviously going to have a problem with that. Okay. Ihachi ema seifa. Look at the seifa of that Mishnah. Nitma tum'ata tehom. Okay, it says here, ein atzitz meratzel tum'at aguf, but if nitma tum'ata tehom, hatzitz meratzeh. But if there was a different type of tumma, what's tum'ata tehom? Tum'ata tehom is that there was some unknown tumma that no one could have known about. Let's say there was a person buried there, and nobody knew the person was buried there, and then all of a sudden they found out that the person was buried there, and it turns out the Kohen or the Baalim, let's say, had walked by there the day before, the Kintama, you know, whatever it was some tumah that nobody knew about, then the tzitz will be meratzeh on that, okay? There's a difference between tumah tahom is like the depths, right? Meaning nobody really had any way of knowing about it, versus a tumah that was known, okay? A person who got a tumah, they knew about it, right? This is a tumah that was totally unknown, and then they found out later, and then the question is, was the tzitz meratzeh on that? So tumah tahom, according to this Mishnah, right, it would be meratzeh. And hatani Rabbi Chiya, we haven't gotten to our question yet. Lo amru tumata tahom ela lemeit bilvad. And the tumata tahom that they said that tzitz is meratzeh is only tumat meit. Ah, well now, right now it says only lemeit bilvad. Rabbi Chiya says so lemeit lemeute mai. What does it sound like? Lemeit my love lemeute tumata tahom desheretz. Right, which would mean what? Only tumata tahom of meit will the tzitz be meratzeh, but it won't be meratzeh for tumata tahom of sheretz. In which case, what are we saying? Ein atzitz meratzeh and tumata guf would have to be talking about meit and not sheretz. And then we're back with our question. If it's talking about a meit, how could we say the ein atzitz meratzeh? The Zikne Daron said, right, that it would be. So we're stuck with saying that this has to be about a mate. So then they say, no, you misunderstood. When it said, l'amru tumata tahom ela lemeit bilvad, right, they said, oh, maybe mate and not share. It's lo lemute tumata tahom deziva. It's talking about tumata tahom of zav, okay, which is a more chamor. In other words, it's mechaper on tumata tahom of mate and also share it. Okay? So then we could still say that the topic of the, you know, the beginning was sheretz, and then at the end they're saying, well, and the tumata tahom is meratzeh on the, you know, if it's tumata tahom, then it would be meratzeh on meit and sheretz. Ve'ela hadabai Rami Bar Chama, but wait, Rami Bar Chama asked the question like this. What did he say? Remember, Rami Bar Chama is an Amora. He saw the Mishnah. The Mishnah we explained, what did we say? Ein atzitz meratzel tumat aguf is talking about a kohen with tumat sheretz. Not talking about the Baalim, because the Baalim, according to, okay, let's just go back, according to Zikne Daron, what happens if the Baalim are Tamei Meit? They can bring their korban, they shouldn't, b'di'evit, it's okay. And if they're Tamei Sheretz, l'chatchila, they can bring their korban, which means the Ein Atzitz Meratzel Tumat Aguf isn't talking about the Baalim being Tamei. Comes Rami Bar Chama, and therefore, what do we say? It must be talking about the Kohen and Tumat Sheretz.
And have a Zav plan?
Zav is just the tumata tahom of Zav is going to be a problem. In other words, the tzitz will be meratzeh and tumata tahom of meit, but not on the Zav. That was just exclusively about the tumata tahom, and it was only to see what was the subject of our Mishnah. Could we still say the subject of the ratio was sheretz? And we could, because sheretz is included within meit, according to that, and then it's okay. So now they say, Alahad by Rami Bar Chama, but Rami Bar Chama, Dafka asked a question, what's the deem for a Kohen? He said, Kohen ha meratzeh be korbonoteihem, hutra lo tumata tahom? Oh, lohu tralo tumata tahom. He said, this whole din of tumata tahom, is it true also for the kohen or only for the bali? Which means what? According to him, the whole Mishnah was talking about the Baalim. If he had to ask the question about a Kohen, it must have been, right? If really this Mishnah was talking about a Kohen, then Tifshot, we should have answered his question to Tumata Tahom Mutralo. That we are, right? That if a Kohen sheretz, right? Enatzitz Marzah and Tumata Guf, but on Tumata Tahom it would be, then we'd have our answer for the Kohen. It would be obvious. So therefore, it can't be, right? Rami Bar Chama certainly didn't understand the Mishnah like this. We're now going to have, we have Rish Lakish who disagreed with Zinei Daron about certain things, and now we're going to have Rami Bar Chama who disagrees. Tahacha b'koin kaimina, right? We already said that this was talking about a coin, so we should have answered his question from here. Therefore, Rami Bar Chama vadai plige. They basically say, instead of saying it's a question, they say, Rami Bar Chama clearly has a different approach, and his approach would say that tumata tahom hutra for the tzibur, right, for the Baalim, if the Baalim had Tumata Tahom, not for the Kohen. Okay? And then he'd have to say that Ein Atzitz Maratzah and Tumata Guf is talking about the Baalim. And then you'd have to say what? That he would hold that it would have to be Tumat Meid, because everyone agrees. Ah, what's interesting about this, I told you in the beginning there's a machloket about Shochatin or Zorkim on the Tameh Sheretz by Pesach, if a guy is Tameh. On Erev Pesach, can someone bring the Korban on his behalf? There's a machloket about it. But everyone in this sugya, all three people agree that yes, they can. And therefore, he would agree it's kasher. Okay, we're going to talk about Tumat Sheretz soon. But Tumat Meit, yes, he would agree it's kasher b'diav. I'm sorry, Tumat Sheretz, we're going to see, okay? But he agrees that it's okay. But he would say that the... One second. According to this, right, Nazir va'ose Pesach. Right, let me go back to the Mishnah. According to this, one second. Nazir va'ose Pesach, atzitz maratzel tumat adam, be'ein atzitz maratzel tumat aguf, is talking about, according to him, it's talking about tumat meit. Okay? He disagrees about the tumat meit. Ziknei Darom had that unique shita, that even though it says you have to bring a Pesach sheni, if you did bring a Pesach rishon, it would be maratzeh. And they, Rami Bar Chama comes and says, okay, so let's just put it on the board. Ziknei Daron said the Mishnah was talking about, or the Ziknei Daron say it was talking about a Kohen and Tumat Sheretz. And according to Rami Bar Chama, it's talking about the Baalim and Tumat Meit. Okay, so it would be a totally opposite case. And because the whole reason we couldn't say that according to Ziknei Daron is because they hold b'diavad, it's kasher. And they hold Ein Atzitz Maratzeh means b'di'evit, it's pasul, kilu, no matter what, it's pasul. Okay, so Rami Bar Chama disagrees. Okay, Tashma. Now we're going to bring a source, which is going to be a question on Rami Bar Chama. V'nasa Aharon et avona kodashim. Okay, Aharon has to bear the sin of the kodashim. V'chi ezehu avon nosei. In other words, what does this mean? This means the tzitz carries the burden of the sin, meaning it takes care of it. Ima von pigul, if you say it's pigul, harek farin emar by pigul, remember if you have the wrong machshava, go back to the beginning of the second, right? You had the wrong intent, okay? You intended you were going to eat it, chutzlim komo, okay? Sprinkle the blood, right? We had the sprinkling of the blood, chutzlizmano, right? That's the classic pigul, sorry. It's that you're going to do one of the avodo, not in the time you're allowed to, that you're going to eat it, chutzlizmano, let's say, right? When you're not allowed. It says this won't be considered, meaning, obviously, that tzitz won't be meratzeh. And im avon notar, if you're going to say that the tzitz takes care of notar, right, if you ate it past the time you're allowed to eat it, it also says there it won't be accepted. Ha ino no se ela avon tum'ah shehutra michala b'tzibur. The only thing it will bear the iniquity of is tum'ah. Why tum'ah? Because Tuma already has a heter. Okay, Avon, Pigul and Notar have no heterim at all. But Tuma already has a heter that what? That Tuma hutra b'tzibur, that hutra michala b'tzibur, and therefore we're going to allow the tzitz to be meratzeh. Now, in which case did we say Tuma hutra b'tzibur? Tumat meit. Okay? So my Tuma, ilema mi Tuma sheret hechi yishtere. We never saw that Tumat Sheretz was Hutra B'tzibur. That was where we started today. Ela Tumat Meit. And then what would be the case? V'lav kigon shenitmu Baalim b'meit. Ah, which means what? The tzitzis miratzeh on tumat meit, ba'alim who were tamei meit. That was exactly what Rama Bachama said. Ein tzitzis miratzeh. But if you say that a nasa aron davona kodeshim and kodeshim would have to be, right, it can't be pigul, it can't be notar, it must be tuma. Why tuma? Because tuma hudra b'tzibur. If tuma hudra b'tzibur, where is tuma hudra b'tzibur been made? So therefore, we're going to say that tzitzis miratzeh on tumat meit. And that fits with zignei darom against Rami Barchama. Alma, therefore, what can you conclude from here? Nitzme'u ba'alim b'meit mishachim korbonoteihem, right? B'di'eved, you could actually send your korban, even though ideally you should wait for Pesach Sheni, you could actually send your korban. U'bimai, and in which case could you send your korban? Now we're going to prove that it's Pesach. Ibn Nazir b'chiyamut meit alav, it can't be bin Nazir that we allow you to do it b'di'eved, because what does it say? If you're a Nazir and you come across a mate, what do you have to do? The Torah describes, if you remember the Torah there in the Psukim by Nazir, in Bamidbar, it gives the whole description. You have to go through the Tahara process, you have to start your Nazirut all over again, and only after that can you bring your Korbanot of Nazir. So obviously there, we're not going to say the Nazir could be Mishalech his Korban, even if he's Tamei. No can do. Ela la Oseh Pesach. It must be for the Oseh Pesach, in which case, what do we have? The two, right, they can be Mishalchim Korbanotehem, B'di'eved. Okay, so how are we going to explain this? According to Rami Barchama, who says that Ein Atitz Maratzeh on Tumat Meit, right? What are we going to answer? No, La'olam B'Sheretz V'Shem Tumah Ba'olam. It meant that Tumah, when it said in this Braita about Avon Tumah, the Tzitz will be Maratzeh because Hutar B'Tumah Hutra B'Tzibor, it meant that the broad term Tumah is Hutra B'Tzibor, and therefore, the tzitz can be meratzeh on tumah. Which kind of tumah? It happens to not be the type that tzitzur b'tzibur, tumah sheretz. The tzitz will be meratzeh, which explains shochim korbonotehem on Pesach, right? But not tumah meit, obviously. Because tumah meit, obviously not. Because the Torah tells you, ish, ki yeh, wait for Pesach sheni. Kind of like the nazir, right? The Torah gives you a descriptive what you're supposed to do, so obviously you're not supposed to bring your korban. Okay? That's how Rami Barchama will explain this braita. Okay, now it comes from here. I just want to go back to some main point, which is, according to everyone I mentioned, that the tumat sheretz can bring your korban, right? If you're tumat sheretz, you can bring your korban Pesach to the Beit HaMikdash. You can send it with someone, right? You can send your korban Pesach. The difference between Rami Barchama and Zikne Darom, where the Zikne Darom said lechatchila they can do it, you don't even need the tzitz to be mechaper. According to this conclusion, what did we say? The Zignei Darom say the tzitz is mechaper on what? On dafka someone who does that. Meaning it's only b'di'eved. Okay? Or you can do it, maybe even you could do it ideally, but you need the tzitz to be meratzeh. What's the nafka mina? What if there's no tzitz? Okay? That's the nafka mina. There's a minor difference between them, which is not maybe so minor, is that according to, I just want to review it, according to Zignei Darom, you don't need the tzitz to be meratzeh. You could just say to someone, please count me in for your korban Pesach, do it for me, be my messenger, and I'll eat it tonight. According to the Rami Barchama, there's actually a problem with it, but the tzitz can take care of that problem. Okay?
Would there be a case where the
Kohen
wouldn't have
tzitz
on them?
I mean, you could imagine. I don't know. Maybe the Kohen Gadol wasn't there right at the time. You know, there could be in theory. Okay? But it's also how we view it. Should you, you know, is it ideal or is it not as ideal? Okay? It's a little different there. Okay. You know, it could be at a certain time in history they didn't have the tzitz anymore. You know, I don't know. I actually don't know. Technically, was the tzitz also there in the second Beit HaMikdash? Like, there were certain things that weren't there. The Shemana Mishcha we know was Nignaz. I don't know about the tzitz. Was it there at all? You know, and then that would be
one of the Begadim?
What? Is it one of the Begadim? Yeah, right. So then, right. The truth is you would have to have it because you would be Mechusar Begadim without the tzitz. Yeah, so. Okay.
And we're just talking about Tumat Meit now?
So that's the whole question. So what are we talking about? So the tzitz, ein tzitz meratzeh al tumat aguf, means it's not meratzeh on tumat meit, but it would be meratzeh on tumat sheretz. That's Rami Barchama's shita. Mm-hmm. Okay? Some people say that this question from the Avona Kodeshim was different. It wasn't a question on Rami Barchama. It was brought as a question on the Ziknei Darom. Okay? So this is a different version of bringing the source about the Avona Kodeshim. Some people were medayik and brought it in this way. Avona kodeshim in, avon magdishim lo. The tzitz is meratzeh on avona kodeshim, which means if a korban was tameh. Remember, the whole question is, what is the tzitz meratzeh? It's meratzeh only on animals that become tameh, but not the makdishim, the people. Okay? My tumah. So again, what tumah is the tzitz not meratzeh? Ilem atumat sheretz miyishtariya betzibur. Again, it can't be tumat sheretz because the whole thing we said was avon kodashim, right? Avon tumat, it's because it's hutra betzibur. So it can't be tumat sheretz. Elalav tumat meit. Vavon kodashim in avon makdishim lo. What is we see here? It's not miratzeh on tumat meit. And what did the Zikne Darom say? That even bidiyevit, if they brought their korbanot, it would be miratzeh. So what did they answer again? The same answer, because remember, it's two different versions of what they brought the source for, so often some parts are parallel. The answer is the same, which is lo'olam tumat sheretz. It's coming to say it's not meratzeh tumat sheretz. And which tumat sheretz are we talking about? A kohen. Remember, that was where we started. It's nice we're ending where we started, which is a kohen who's tamei tamei sheretz. When the Mishnah said a kohen tamei pasul, the Zigne Darom said he's pasul, if he's tamei tumat sheretz, his work will be disqualified. And that's what it's coming to say. That it's not the avona makdishim, the tzitz is not meratzeh. What is it, tumat sheretz? How do you learn that from tumah hutra b'tzibur, if sheretz wasn't hutra b'tzibur? Because again, you say shem tumah ba'olam. It means the general category of tumah, right? It's meratzeh on that, but not on that. And, you know, which one is it not meratzeh? The kohen with tumat sheretz. Okay, and that answers the question according to... So it's a debate whether it was a question on Rabbi Barham and he answers it, or it was a question on the Zikne Darom and they answer it. Okay, if you want a sikum, there's a good chart in the Schottenstein, if anybody wants to look there, which charts out all the different shitot and all the differences between them as a review. Okay, Yoshev, going now a little more simpler. Yoshev, someone who's sitting in the Mikdash, right? The Kohen does the avoda while he's sitting. The avoda is going to be pasul, psula. Minalam, where do we learn this from? Amar Rava, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Kra. So Rava says in the name of Rav Nachman that the pasuk says La'amod l'sharet, La'amida b'charti v'lo l'yeshiva. Okay, it says you have to stand to worship. And therefore, it means for amida, not l'yeshiva. Tana Rabbanan, there's another brayta that says La'amod l'sharet mitzvah. Ah, we already learned this. That what if it says it once, it means it's l'mitzvah. It doesn't mean it's ma'akev. It doesn't mean it'll disqualify. So how do we know it disqualifies? Kishehu omer ha'omdim shina alava katuv la'akev. Okay, I'll read you both psukim. They're two psukim away from each other. It's very miuchet hey, and then very miuchet zayin. Ki bo b'char Hashem elokecha mikol shvatecha la'amod l'sharet b'shem Hashem hu ubanav kol ha'yamim. This is about Aaron, right? So there it says la'amod, and then it says v'sharet b'shem Hashem elokecha b'chol achav ha'leviim ha'omdim sham l'fnei Hashem. So again, it says, right, just like his brothers Leviim, who are Omdim. In fact, it's interesting, the subject of the sentence is Leviim, but it's really talking also about the Kohanim. Anyway, it says Omdim twice. Shina lav ketuv la'akev. That's how we know it's ma'akev. Amarle Rava le Rav Nachman. Rava says to Rav Nachman now, michti yoshev kizar dame. If now you're going to say that if you're yoshev, you're like a czar, basically. Because if you, what did we say? If it's disqualified, right? So we're going to treat you just like a czar's work is disqualified. Well then, right, umachil avoda, and his avoda is disqualified. Ema, so then maybe we should say, ma zar b'mita, af yoshev b'mita. So then, we should say like this, just like if a zar comes into the mikdash, does the avoda, he should get the death right now. Death, in this case, is death b'yidei shamayim, God kills him. Also, someone who's yoshev in the mikdash when he does avoda, if we're treating him like a zar, it's as if he's not there, he can't do the avoda, his work is disqualified, then we should say he gets mita. And if that's the case, we know that's not true. Alama Tanya, why does it say in a brayta? Avel, Aril, Onen, Yoshev, Einam b'mita elavaz hara. Okay, so how can you say it's like a czar, but it's not really like a czar? Okay, we'll leave it this question. We'll pick up from here with the answer tomorrow.